activities. The team at First Choice Plumbing reminds you to address your slow-draining sinks, running toilets, and faulty fixtures before they become a bigger problem. Call and schedule a time that fits your schedule and safeguard your home's plumbing. Contact the team at First Choice Plumbing, 620-208-6505. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice.
Don't miss the On Air Chat with Steve Souter and Aaron Harder, Wednesdays at 10:06 on 14KVOE and 96.9 FM. Live and local. The Emporia Farmers Market.
Is everything in place?
Twice a week. Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings in the parking lot at 7th and Merchant.
Go.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Grown. Live and local. Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is now 7:15. Cloud cover here in 63 degrees. Our high today is only going to be 65, with more rainfall chances likely here today and then again tonight. New rainfall total, 3.5 inches in Eureka just since yesterday morning, which is a key reason why we have the flood warning for Greenwood County, which goes until 1 o'clock here this afternoon. We are now going to go to the KVOE Sutherland studio line here for our second half of our news cast as we bring in Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelch talking about the law enforcement torch run coming up today and tomorrow.
Run ride.
Hey, run John. Ride.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Chuck, how are you guys today?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Good.
Well, the day one, part one of the Lyon County leg of the law enforcement torch run ride is slated for today. You have a pickup and delivery here for the torch to get it to Emporia for the launch tomorrow. So what are things looking like today, John?
Well, Chuck, can you tell me?
As far as the, it could be damp. As far as this afternoon, there's chances of rainfall. Mid-60s will be the high temperature, and then it does look like the rain chances pretty well end by tonight. But it could be damp for your run out and run back into town.
Yeah, and the way we'll look at that is if it's moderate to heavy rain, we won't try to ride. And we'll kind of gauge it on what Ottawa's doing on their way down. Looked at Future Radar. It looks like they may have a break. They may be able to get to Beto before the rain really starts. But it looks like it may be light rain to moderate rain in the afternoon between 2 and 5 when we would get back here or be riding from Beto area. So we'll just have to play it by ear and see how it all pans out. But the important part is they're raising money, and tomorrow looks fantastic, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, regardless, the torch will be here and ready to move down Commercial Street. We have the Special Olympians ready to go tomorrow, John?
Yeah, I do. We've got hopefully all the groups will be able to show up, and we'll have a good time going down Commercial Street with the Special Olympians. That's very special for them, and really appreciate people coming out on Commercial Street and cheering those Special Olympians on between 12th and 4th Avenue.
Yeah, that will take off from just in front of Kellogg Circle, Emporia State, and the Special Olympians with torch in tow will be marching down Commercial Street to 4th, and then we'll make a special stop too at Hettlinger's, which has been a nice addition too to this event, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, it has. That was really driven by Kent Schnackenberg, and I don't know why we hadn't done it before. Appreciate that drive to stop there and visit with those athletes that work down there.
Well, that will be just after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then we'll have Ron's Ride as a part of this. And I'm very excited to say we'll have a Kent Schnackenberg Team Schnack. We'll all be led by, you know, Undersheriff John Kelch and law enforcement representatives. And I hear, John, that we may have Sheriff Cope with us tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe so. We may even urge him a little farther than just the golf course, because I know he's ridden farther than that before. So we'll see how far Sheriff Cope can go tomorrow.
Well, he seemed fine with the golf course when I walked by his house last night. So we'll wait and see what happens there. And we're, of course, raising money for Special Olympics and Special Olympians. And you can still donate to Ron's Ride. Your support is much appreciated. A big thanks to all that have donated so far. But we still have a day to go. You can get a hold of me at the KVOE studios here, 342-1400, or call me on my cell phone at 344-1402, or log on to KVOE.com. There's a big Ron's Ride icon right smack dab in the middle of our homepage, and you can make your donations online via credit card if that's easier for you to do. But if you do have a donation, I'll be more than happy to make some time today to stop by and pick that up. So we're still looking for donations for, and of course, 100% of the proceeds go to Special Olympics. And specifically, what's this money used for, John?
It's used for our local athletes to go to the state games and also the regional events year-round. So these funds go into a big pool and redistributed in our area. So it is very important that we support that, because there are a lot of local athletes here in Lyon County.
And on top of that, too, John, this could be as festive an atmosphere as you've probably seen in quite some time, especially given the fact that COVID-19 has wreaked such havoc on the schedule the last couple of years.
Yeah, the athletes are really excited about being able to participate and go to Wichita this year. And more important, for their own health, the screenings that they do down there, that's a big part of that, very important.
Talk about some of those screenings, John, before we wrap things up, or at least some of those health efforts here to make sure the Special Olympians are safe and able to participate to the fullest.
Yeah, I mean, those health screenings are things that some of the athletes would not get if it wasn't for attending the state games, and those are free and provided by Special Olympics and volunteers and doctors and things like that down there, so that it is very important to identify those things.
Well, it's an exciting time always for all of us as we kind of kick off the Unbound week here with the grueling Ron's Ride that will be happening tomorrow morning. So hopefully a lot of support for the athletes as they march down Commercial Street tomorrow morning just after 9 o'clock. Well, John, we will be in touch. Thank you much. Good luck today.
Thank you, and KVOE for everything you do, and we appreciate all the donations that you're able to raise, Ron.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, John Kelsch, Lyon County Undersheriff, with us on our 705 newscast this morning. Chuck?
All right, and we'll wrap things up here by just going over the weather situation.